Nah, we don't want to be treated like that. That's over the top. Nah, I just want somebody who gonna love me, care about me, maybe give me a back rub from time to time, cook me a meal from time to time. No, I don't need you to feed it to me, wipe my mouth. Nah. Nah, that's degrading. I wouldn't do that. Most guys don't want to do that. See, let me tell you what this is. Women have to over-exaggerate what men want to try to invalidate it and make it seem ridiculous. You know what I mean? They try to discredit the traditional values that most men have by being over the top. He want me to feed him and wipe his mouth, and he want me to be his footstool. Stop it, lady. Stop it, ladies. Just stop it. Really, men just be asking for the bare minimum, just basic human decency. And it's really no excuse that most women can't do it. It's no excuse. It just make you look bad that you can't meet those basic standards. So you got to do antics like this to try to discredit us.
What people don't know about fighters, we alphas, we the alpha male. And guys like this, they don't like alpha males. That's why they try to pick on us, because they more intelligent and stuff than us. But that's all they got. I'm alpha. You know what I'm saying?
Look, anytime a motherfucker got to keep saying he alpha, he usually the furthest thing from it. I'll take being intelligent over just being a big muscly idiot any day. You know what I mean? I value intelligence and character. I don't give a fuck how good you know how to fight. If a motherfucker know how to fight and lift weights and stuff, that's just icing on the cake. But yeah, these type of guys, their whole personality is based on, I beat your ass. That's so lame. That's the lamest personality you can have as a guy. The whole, I'm going to walk around with my face scrunched up and nobody better not say nothing I don't like, or I'm going to fuck them up. That's the lamest personality you can have as a guy. Remember that, fellas. But yeah, guys like this are intimidated by guys who are intellectuals. So that's why they got to try to bully them, because they know they'll never be smart. They always going to be a dumbass. But they still want to feel like they're superior to everybody, so they got to resort to violence to feel like a somebody. Shit pathetic.
Alphas, we do what we want to do. We mess around the hotel. We get out the car and fight at a red light we want to.
No, because that's just fucking stupid. And these days, you'll just get shot in your fucking head, and now your kids don't got a dad no more. So that ain't alpha. That's just fucking retarded. So yeah, I wouldn't do that. Yeah, by the way, fellas, don't get into road rage incidents. It ain't worth it. And you never know who on the edge that day. Fuck around and get killed. Somebody cut you off, let it slide. If somebody honk their horn, let it slide. Patience is key.
I'm officially single. Bet. Can't.
Yo, so I heard your vision's a little blurry, little boy.
Okay.
I'm trying to make you see the light.
No.
Look, women see guys who are pressed for relationships as pathetic. Because the guys they used to chasing, the top tier guys, they running from a relationship. So they know at an early age, guys who press to get in a relationship probably don't do that well with the ladies. And women don't want a man that no other women want. But at the same time, they complain when they get him and he cheat. It's stupid, I know. But yeah, acting pressed to get in a relationship with any woman is going to make you seem lower value. I'm just letting you know.
Excuse me.
You sure? Don't cheat yourself. Treat yourself.
I got 30 on 5.
I heard what happened. A queen, a real man would never let a girl come gas alone.
I know, but here's the thing. How many of these guys just want to fuck? And how many of these guys actually want to get in a relationship with her? You know, out of all the guys in her DMs, out of all the guys that walk up to her, how many actually want to put a ring on it? But think, they don't know her like that. So if they do want to put a ring on it, they some suckers, and they basing it just off of her looks, which is shallow and superficial, and you should never do that. And besides, most bad bitches are terrible people because they never had to be decent human beings because they could just rely on their looks. But yeah, how many of these guys that holler at this woman right here would still want to fuck with her after they got to know her and her shitty personality, after they hit a few times? Slim to none. But women don't want to talk about that side of things. Getting dick offers ain't a accomplishment. How many men of value that you respect are trying to marry you? That's where we see who valuable and who not.
Thank you.
I ain't pumping no bitch gas.
Oh, I can't even believe this. Like, I've only been single for 5 minutes.
Damn, you bad. Wait, so you
what
really single?
What the fuck?
And this would be your friends, too. You break up with your girl, you'll be surprised which one of your friends will try to holler at the bitch. That's why I ain't into, like, the whole having a bunch of guy friends around my girl. No, that's cool. We ain't got to be no motherfucking group, hangout group or nothing. Nah, I'm cool. Leave them worlds separate. The only way it would make sense for a dude to press a bitch like this where I might condone it if he was a pimp and he trying to bag the bitch to get her in the stable so he could actually get some money out the bitch. It'd be beneficial then. But pressing a chick just to get a relationship or just to get some quick pussy, it ain't worth all this effort.
What's up with you? What's up? Tell me about yourself.
So my GF is having a group community sleepover, so basically a lot of people are in the same house. They are all drinking and some are very drunk. There is a guy that she talked with. She just mentioned him today. And this guy just broke up with his GF.
Hold on. A group community sleepover? What the fuck is that? like a meetup group or something where they sleep over? Nah, man, that's something. That's like a sex orgy cult or something. Like, come on, you gotta be smarter than that. Please don't tell me you went for that bullshit. If I got a girlfriend or a wife, she ain't sleeping nowhere but our house, period. And then drinking involved with a bunch of motherfuckers sleeping over somewhere? Yeah, some fucking gonna happen one way or another. Then she mentioned some guy, and this guy just broke up with his girlfriend. Look, your woman shouldn't be really talking to you about other men. Oh, yeah, it's this guy at work, yada, yada, yada. I don't want to hear about a guy at work. That's usually never a good sign when your woman is talking about a guy from work about anything. Unless it's something crazy or something, like some guy at work jumped out the fucking window or something. That's kind of interesting. But other than that, nah.
Now at 2 a.m. she is still talking with this guy and planning to sleep together on a couch.
What?
My GF asked me if it's okay.
Break up with her. If this ever happened to you guys, just break up with the bitch. The disrespect of even asking me, is it okay, is enough to break up. Like, why would you think that would even possibly be okay?
My GF asked me if it's okay. Of course I don't feel okay with that. I told her that I don't like the idea. Because there is actually another room for her to sleep with another girl, this girl is annoying. Do you think this is okay? Update. I told her if I am in your position right now. What do you feel? I let her decide it for herself. Once she wants to cheat, she will probably find another way to do it.
I mean, yeah.
Thank you, everyone.
That's true.
More updates coming up. Another update. There are a lot of rooms. Enough for people to sleep. Each room must filled up with two persons.
Once you gotta do this much thinking and strategizing and trying to come up with alternate plans for her not to be a hoe, yeah, it's over with. It's just over with.
Each room must filled up with two persons. And last night she slept with a friend that she mentioned before. Not the guy with the heartbreak. And they slept accidentally. There is no arrangement for the rooms. Here is stupid. And I am with her for 2.5 years.
Damn, that's a long time.
Everything was really, really doing well. She even introduced me to her family. And grandmas.
No, dude, don't try to rationalize Stan. I don't care if you've been with her for 6, 7, 8, 10 years. And you got a kid with her. Leave. She probably been cheating on you for a year by now. Certain things decent women just don't do. And have group sleepovers is one of them.